First of all, tell me about your background. When you were growing up in Chattanooga, how politically active was your family here in the Chattanooga area?
Not extremely politically active. My uncle actually ran Bluebird Cab, and he was more the politico of the family. He knew the Bookie Turners and all of the old characters, you know, back in the 60s, just through the cab business.
What do you currently do for a living?
I am retired. I worked for the city of Chattanooga for 33 years and retired 2.5 years ago.
And this is perhaps the most important question. Why are you running for mayor?
Because as a city employee and as a city resident, I have seen the waste, just the simple waste of taxpayers' money. I've seen the corruption. It's all well documented. Anyone can make a public records request with internal audit. I want to put a stop to this. I want us to get back into a government, a city government that's a government for the people and not just special interest groups.
What is your experience in Chattanooga city government specifically?
I actually worked at the wastewater plant for 31 years. In the last 2 years with my employment with the city, I actually worked for the mayor as the city's transportation inspector. I was over all of the taxi cabs, the horse carriages, the rickshaws, as far as the licensing, registration, and insurance regulations, and just general day-to-day city regulations of a for-hire vehicle.
Who inspires you as a leader, and what is your leadership experience?
You know, I think Ronald Reagan has always been kind of my hero when it comes to politics. You know, he got us out of a tough time. My experience as a leader, you know, I can't honestly say that I have never, you know, held a post where I was a leader of many people. However, I do feel that I will be a good mayor as far as, you know, the city's budget and doing the right things for the taxpayers.
Could you tell me about whatever it is you think your most significant professional accomplishment is to date?
I have worked 39 years in municipal government, public works, paving, water distribution, sewer collection and treatment, water treatment, paving, general landscape, some you know, administrative. I just feel that, you know, I've done a good job and I have been a good servant of the citizens.
On the subject of the Gig City, Chattanooga's nickname Gig City, Chattanooga's received a lot of praise for its gigabit per second internet service, but it's also received some criticism from people who question the large amount of public money that's being spent on a service that relatively few people in our city are actually using. If you were mayor, what do you think you could do as the mayor to capitalize on the ultra-high-speed internet in our city?
I think, and I realize now that's something that very few people are using. There was, there've been millions of dollars in cost. Maybe right now it's something that everyone doesn't need, but it's just like cell phones. I can remember when very few people needed or wanted a cell phone. As industry moves into Chattanooga, nowadays industry is high-tech based. You know, it's not just simple smokestacks anymore. And I believe that the Gig City concept, I believe it's going to come into play. It may take 2 or 3 years, but a lot of investments do take time to come to fruition.
On the subject of affordable housing, the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Regional Planning Agency released a housing study last year. That study recommends that the city of Chattanooga offer reduced fees, streamlined review, and density bonuses for projects that incorporate affordable housing. Should the city offer tax breaks or bonuses to developers who specifically create affordable housing?
To some degree, yes. You can't give the farm away. You know, some of our pilot programs for businesses have, you know, we're just about at a limit to where, you know, you've got to, you know, there's money out there, there's help available. And I'm all for low-income housing. And I just think that if it was a better managed system, I believe if each dollar was looked at, I believe there is some situations where we could offer some help.
On the subject of Chattanooga's budget, federal grant money for public policy is becoming increasingly precarious. Is there anything that you could do as the mayor to make Chattanooga less dependent on money from the federal government?
Yes, Chattanooga doesn't have a revenue problem. Chattanooga's got a spending problem. Our budget over the last 8 years has increased dramatically, $20 million overall. We've got a lot of unnecessary departments, a lot of unnecessary programs. This money could be better spent. It could be better spent locally, which would in turn wean us from some of these unstable, unsure federal grant programs.
And I have a question about crime in Chattanooga. This is actually a two-part question. There's been a lot of media coverage of gang violence over the last couple of years in town. First part of my question, do you think the problem with gangs in Chattanooga is actually as big as all the media hype?
To some degree. A lot of sensationalism, I think, is in anything. Of course, you know, that's news. That's how they make their living. But Chattanooga does have a serious gang problem. The answer, in my opinion, to this gang problem is simply police presence. The police department has been, I don't want to say gutted, but they're leaving as fast as they can. They haven't had to raise some of the officers in 4 years. Their cars were taken away from them. Morale has suffered. When you lose the morale of a police department or any other employee as far as that goes, they're not going to have the initiative to get out there and do anything extra. They're going to do their job at the very minimum. And I think that as the mayor, I think the police chief should run the police department. I think police presence is the best answer to the gang problem.
And that was actually the second part to my question. Yeah, what would you do about it as mayor?
What I would do is just give the guys their dignity back, put them back in their cars. We haven't saved any money. The parking and the security of the police cars that were taken away cost more than what little bit of gas the guys used. I'd like to have a police car in my neighborhood. I don't think there was an officer out there that, if they did, say, live a little further out in the county, I know those guys. I think there's any of them would stop and put a few dollars gas in that police car every now and then to help the taxpayers out. I know they would. I've talked to them. But if I can get in there, we are actually going to let the police chief run the police department. The mayor's office does not need to micromanage the police department.
What do you think that as a potential mayor, as a candidate, your number one issue or your number one concern is?
The budget. We have got a term, it's a catchy phrase now called sustainability. Everyone seems to like to use that term. What we're doing in the city of Chattanooga is not sustainable. You got kids here in this college that when they get out and want to stay here in Chattanooga, they're not going to be able to afford it if we keep on the present track that we're on. Simply because 321% increases in sewer and stormwater rates, property taxes, 19% increase. Where's that money? You know, where's all these millions of dollars we've collected? Most of it goes for some created department or some waste. I want not only these kids that come through UTC, I want my children and grandchildren to be able to afford to live in this town.
And you've got a few minutes left. Are there any closing remarks that you'd like to make?
Yes, I have done this campaign. I initiated this campaign actually 2 years ago. I decided I was going to run for mayor. If you see a sign out there, you can rest assured that I put it out. If you have a door hanger hanging on your car antenna or your doorknob, you can rest assured that I put it there. Any money that's spent on this campaign has been my money. I'm the only volunteer. I'm the campaign manager. My campaign headquarters, everybody laughs, is in my basement. My desk is an old converted workbench. I buy my own gas. Some days when I'm running a little short on money, I actually just eat cheese crackers or something so I can spend that money on gas. I just think that, it's time for just a common person, someone without the backing of special interest groups. I would love to be able to go into the mayor's office in April and not owe anybody anything, which seems to be the issue with a lot of the other mayors. You know, when you take all that money and you support these entities, these special interest groups, you can rest assured they're going to come back for their payback after you're in office. One thing about it, if I am elected, I will owe no one anything except for the voters of the city of Chattanooga who thought enough of me and had enough faith in me to elect me to this office.
Great. Thank you very much for coming by.
I really enjoyed coming by, and call me anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.